Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Welcome everybody to the Living in Las Vegas extravaganza here on the Vegas Video Network. This show is brought to you by Garanimals. Look. I have a blue jacket with a blue shirt, and even my shoes are blue. See,
nice work, Melissa.
That's what.
Yeah, how you like that?
That's what happens when you use Garanimals or a wife. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
I'm looking kind of pimpy.
You look very dapper.
Anyways, we're happy to have you here. It's a lovely day. Well, it's my naughty jelly swing. It's Melissa Whitney. Big hand, everybody. There she is. Hey, you know what? I want to say thanks to Bread and Butter. Because they're good people and they do good things and they're making good food and I like their food.
Their food is yummy.
Oh, me too. I've really been thinking about that fried chicken.
Yeah, go. Well, that's meat and three.
I know. Same people though.
That's Bread and Butter. Go see them. They're good folks and all that kind of stuff. What are we gonna do on today? It's good. Oh, by the way, here's what we're gonna do today, real quick. We're going to get us some fancy grub, because when you think Scott Melissa, you think fancy. And then we're going to trip the light fantastic. And by the way, the over-under is 45. Right now, we're at 250. I'm checking. And I wish Chaz would go a little faster. Hey, you need some ice stuff. Go see Dr. Rothman. Come on, Chaz. Get the hell off. I'm like, let's go. All right. Enough.
Have you had a lot of caffeine today?
None.
Really?
No.
You're right. So funny.
Hey, let's say hi to our staff.
Let's do.
Hey, Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
There he is. He who remains, Jacob. He's got that kind of, you know, that beat. I'm already stretching the show. Damn it. Wait. But I want to say
he has that kind
of beat. You know, I want him to do some poetry. Hey, man.
You know, I think
when
next
you think
year,
of a TriCaster, you think of a...
How about, Jacob, what do you think of this idea? What if next year at Christmas time, holiday time, on your headset, we attach some antlers?
Ooh. Oh!
Do you like that idea?
What do you think of that, Jacob? No!
Tomahawks say no.
Jacob says no. And also, we have, once again, you know, part of the joy of the Living in Las Vegas extravaganza is our reach. Domestic? Oh, sure. Domestic. International? Please. International live studio audience today.
Representing in the
all
house.
The way from the England, that's right.
The England.
The England. Yeah, they're over there. Yeah. And, of course, we want to say hi to our live chat. What's going on? Already the live chat's in, and they're taking the under. Boom! Yeah, that's it, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
They're taking the under?
Yes, because they know.
Because you mean business?
Last week, I hit the under. This week, under, right? I'm only 4 minutes in. I'm almost done with the show. So, we're looking good. Okay, let's move on, shall we? Okay, first of all, here's how you contact us. Good night. No. Okay, first of all, some big Vegas Video Network news. We've got the Vegas Video Network Talk Tales Hollywood. What the?
What are you doing? You're going too fast.
Damn it, I'm so.
Just go slow. Do your thing.
We have the Vegas Video Network Holiday Extravaganza coming up on this Friday. Oh my God. I didn't think all these people would say
Are
yes.
Are you so excited? Are you so excited?
We are. It's going to be really, really groovy. I'm very excited. I'm also a little, what's the word? Flattered. Not nervous. Flattered. Maybe a little nervous. We're this huge group of folks. So it's this Friday at 3 o'clock. We might actually have to move it earlier just to fit all the people in. We're literally getting people asking us to be on the show who we didn't think about being on the show. And we're like, well, here, come on in, sure. So here's what you want to do. Go to our website, and under the news part, you'll see the time and all that kind of stuff. But I just want to go through some of the people who are going to be on this show because it's literally the who's who of Las Vegas entertainers.
It is. Now, is Kelly Clinton going to be the host as usual?
Yes. Yes, Kelly will be the hostess with the mostest.
She is quite good.
You're cute. You're really cute. I just want to give you a nice squeeze.
Oh, you're going to get an over.
That's right. That's right, because I'm a long-time lover, baby. That's right.
Take the under?
No, take the over now, baby. I may not make love often, but when I do it for a long time.
I just have to say, what I think is really cool about this is Kelly is an entertainer herself and a marvelous singer. We've seen her.
And funny.
And oh, yeah, she's actually really, really funny. So it's really cool that it's Talktales, and she's always a host. But it's cool that she's the host of all these entertainers kind of coming together for the holiday. So I think it's super cool.
No, it's going to be cool. So Ann Barr, she's a gal from Bite. Bubba Smith, or Bubba Knight, he's the original Pip. You know, Gladys Knight and the Pip. He's the main Pip.
You got a Pip
baby.
In the house.
I'm pipping, yo. Chris Phillips, Zoe Bowie, as everybody knows, he'll be here. Clint Holmes, who's doing a show every month at the Smith Center. He's huge around here. Really tough. Fifth Avenue. These guys are a four-part harmony. They're an a cappella group.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna spring on these guys a song. I'm not sure if they're going to do it, but I'm going to spring a show. They don't know this yet. I'm going to go, play this song. And if they do it, oh, it'll be awesome. But they don't know this yet. Frankie Moreno, a headliner over at the Strat's going to be here. James Davis, he plays with Gladys Knight. Jeff Linsky, he's a guy who I've always thought is the best guitar player living right now in the world. He's an amazing guitar player. I've studied with him. The guy's just a freak. He's so good. And he's going to be coming in from San Diego to play. Who else? Jeff Nieman, who's Clint Holmes' musical director. Kelly, of course. Kevin Davidson, who, of course, is the Talktale Orchestra.
Kenny?
Did I say Kelly?
Kevin.
That's
See,
a new name.
You're going so fast.
I know. I'm just trying to get 7 minutes, 59 seconds. Okay. Lydia, is it Ansel? Yeah, who's part of Bella Electric Strings. Michael Graham, you've probably heard of him. America's Got Talent. Michelle Johnson, also with Gladys. I think we should just have Gladys Knight. What the hell? Where's Gladys? Come on, Gladys.
Somebody ring her up.
Your whole band's going to be here. Get your ass down here.
Have a little reunion.
Reva Rice, who's at Vegas in the show. Savannah Smith, Vegas in the show. Skydy Miles, who's at the Tropicana, who's a lot of fun. Tara Palsha, Vegas in the show. Travis Clower, who is the guy who plays Frankie at the Jersey Boys. And we've still got more people coming. So,
good Lord.
Huh?
Esteban?
Esteban will not be here. Because he'll be out singing or selling guitars that are about this big that don't work. Sorry, Esteban. I think he's playing at the Shimmer Showroom. Is he still playing there?
No, it hasn't started yet.
Is he going to play there?
Yeah.
I'll be sure not to admit that. God, I can't believe he's
playing.
I can't believe that guy's playing. All right, so anyways, go. If you're at work, West Coast people, you want to hear this. You want to hear the music. So just put it on. Even if you don't watch, just listen. Oh, do you hear what I hear? It'll be better than that. Which is a low bar. Won't be much worse than that, really. And then listen to it. And then we're going to replay that over and over again for all the weekend and the haunt. God, I'm so excited about this. Do it. Talktales Holiday Special, Friday, 3 p.m. And you should absolutely, positively go check it out. Right? Sounds good? Okay. Let's move on, shall we? 9 minutes, 43 seconds. Whoop. This might not be good for me. Okay. Also, under the heading of free stuff, we had a contest last week, and that was, I'm going to show you a picture. Here's that picture. And I said, if you can guess what hotel that came from, you could win something. And we had a winner. It was a person in the live chat, Brian from Wisconsin. That's the good news. The bad news is the email address, he said, I have the answer. When I tried to write him back, it bounced. It said, you can't use this Hotmail account or whatever. I'm saying, I've stopped selling. I've stopped sending porn spam. Why wouldn't you let me email him anymore? No. That's not right. Or is that? So, Brian, you should probably email me again and say, here's my address, and you get to pick whether you want a VVN t-shirt or visor or any one of my CDs. I'd pick the CDs because they're lovely.
They are lovely.
Okay. You'll probably want a t-shirt. Okay. So, all right. Let's slow it down a little bit, right?
I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted,
I'm
too.
I'm just listening.
Holy
I
crap.
Couldn't get a word in. You're like,
blah, 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 blah,
blah. Time. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm only at 11 minutes. You want to say something?
No, I'm just... Well,
let's slow it down a little bit. Why don't you sing a little song? Sing me the song that you sing me every night.
No.
Sing me the song that you sing me every night when we go to bed.
I'm a really great singer.
You are? No, you really are.
I am fantastic.
Do the song. It starts off. No, Scott. Get your hands off me. Your feet are cold. I don't like your touch. What is that? That was pretty funny if you got it. All right. Which, of course, you didn't get it, which is a problem with the whole story. Okay. So we mentioned this last week. We had a chance to be all fancy schmancy. I don't believe I wore the blue jacket, the Garanimal coat. What? Blue?
Garanimal.
Because it all matches. I wore a different coat.
I do love those shoes.
Same coat I'll be wearing on Friday because I'll be fancy then too. We went to arguably one of the most fanciest, schmanciest places all in the Vegas. They call it Le Cirque.
No.
They
Cirque.
Call it Cirque.
No,
they call it Le Cirque. Oh!
I'm getting it confused with, there's Le Cirque.
Cirque and Cirque.
Yes.
Which is weird spelling.
I get it confused in my head.
Hmm.
But Le Cirque, you're right, is a fancy place.
That's right. I was right.
They're both kind of fancy.
Which means that at least you'll
but one's really fancy.
At least you'll hold me tonight.
I sure will, honey. I promise.
I got one right.
I promise.
Thank you. Anyways, we had one of our viewers from the UK. Who's hanging out in Russia, said, hey, let's go out and have a little bit of dinner. So we went to Le Cirque. Now, we had never been to Le Cirque, and here's why. Well, it's too damn fancy for us. No, it is really stunning. I mean, I liked it the whole time. I mean, I never not liked that place. I can usually find something I don't like. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, you're a snotty...
Sommelier
wine
person.
Snot bastard. He was fun. They were nice. The room was nice. It looks like a fucking circus. I'm in. So let's talk about how it all started.
Okay, great.
We walked in.
We actually haven't talked a lot about this.
No,
which
so
is
this
interesting.
This should be about 3 minutes. Telling ya, Dada knows the under, and the under is me. So if you look at that website again, you get a sense for the vibe of the place. It's really, you know, it's very. I mean, that's it.
It's fun.
It looks
right?
like a circus. But,
did you feel like it was super formal in there?
Well, yes. But what I mean by that was the
in
reason why
way?
I felt it looked formal or felt formal was because of the people working there. So it's one of those places where everybody's in, you know, a suit or a tux or whatever they were wearing. It was a nice outfit.
All the management people there were definitely in suits.
And it's a, you know, it's a French-y kind of vibe. And you know, we used to not really get into that French-y kind of vibe. And after... having, who was the cat we had? Guy Savoy's son, Franck, was on the top of the food chain, and he was like, no, man, we want to make things good. I'm like, oh, you Frenchies are a bunch of liars. He wasn't a liar. In fact, everybody does want to make it nice, and we learned that at Paris, and then it was the same. It was actually really nice here. So we get a nice table. We're looking right out at the Bellagio fountains. This is like, look at this. We're living a good life. And the first thing that comes out, of course, is the sommelier, which I can't really say, but he comes out, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed his
He was really, vibe. His approach was really great. It was almost like, it was very interactive,
I would say. Yeah, yeah.
And really not asking us necessarily, you know, okay, you just want a red or white, you want cab or, you know, going through that. He would say red or white, and then he would say, "What do you like? What do you, what kind of flavors do you like?"
Right.
Almost like a mixologist.
Yeah, I could have said, well, "I like feet." And he'd be like, "Oh, you want the feet? You want the lefons, the lefons?"
It was really interactive and very interesting. Because, you know, it got us all, you know, talking and dialogue.
Yeah, it was great. So all of us all were talking and like, well, I like this kind of, and so we like for Chardonnay, we like smoky, buttery. We were looking at a red wine, so we wanted to do, I call it chewy and spicy. And she's like, he's like, "Oh, I know exactly what you want to have." I'm like, okay. And we like Malbecs. He's like, "Oh, yes, I know it." He goes, let me think about it and go. You know, and he asks the price, and we're like, well, it should be right around here. He's like, okay. He takes off, and we're looking at the menu. We're going to show the menu in a minute. And he comes back. He goes, "I was going to give you this, but then I had a second thought, and I think you will like this better." I'm like, what? No. And he did it, and he poured it, and you drank it.
His accent wasn't really.
No, he's actually he talked like this. I thought I was going to get one thing.
And he was real casual. He wasn't. He did the formal presentation.
Right.
I mean, he did all of those things, mm-hmm. but he was super warm, welcoming, very engaged, and I really liked him. And the wine he picked
was
amazing.
Muy bueno. Now, I took a picture of the wine, but I'm not going to show you because I'm 16 minutes into the show. But I will tell you what it is. I have to tell you because it was important wine. Talk while these people, while I'm doing this.
Well, okay. So we did the wine. You know, he let us taste. We love the wine, right?
You guys do this? By the way, when you see something you like, you just take a picture of the wine. I do that all the time.
Well, that's because we always forget what wine we're really drinking.
Why would that be?
Well, because,
not sure how to respond to that, really.
I mean, you know, you go on and then you eventually forget the name of it because you go on and you're talking
Here
about other things and life happens.
It's flour. Flowers. It was a Pinot Noir.
And you know what's interesting is I went into Lee's Liquor, and I asked them if they had the Flowers Pinot, and they were sold out.
Oh.
So it made me wonder if this is sort of a wine that maybe comes in small quantities.
Better picture.
I wonder if, you know, if they don't carry a lot in inventory, but that it has this really good reputation. But I did go to the Lee's by our house and asked them if they had it.
They crushed it.
Well, it was just cool. So we tasted. We all loved it.
That was great.
And then it was time to order,
right.
Which was interesting because this is one of those fancy places where you can do a tasting for a price, and that tasting is like with wine pairings,
right?
And that's a large amount of money, but very interesting,
right?
And then they had another one. I think it was called something like the show menu.
There
was one that
theater
was like the theater menu,
right.
And then they had the a la carte.
Right,
they had a couple of different ordering options, which I think is always interesting.
Right, they had the degustation, which was talked about on Top of the Food Chain as well, which I didn't really understand. Then we had the a la carte, which is what we ordered. They had the theater, the pre-theater menu. We went with the a la carte. So here's what we had. Here's a look at the menu here. So I started off with the risotto du mort. Marchi, I think that's what that means. Which was, let's just put it this way, stunning. It was really good. I mean, I was like, well, this is going to be okay. I've got good wine. I've got a good classic appetizer kind of thing. I think we're going to be okay.
I don't see mine on there. My salad, I had, let me see.
I had
that, the Le Salad Atom. Now, what was interesting about this, you know, at some of these restaurants, it's not like you're going to Olive Garden and you're getting a big bowl of salad.
Right.
This was very artfully displayed on the plate.
Right.
It was a very large plate, not a lot on it.
That's why the French people are skinny.
Possibly.
They don't get a lot of food.
But I have to tell you, it was delicious.
I mean,
it wasn't a lot. It, you know, I really did savor it. And they say that that's one thing about Europeans, right? They don't rush through dinner and they really savor it.
Yeah, by the way, we were there for 2.5 hours. 2 hours?
How long? It didn't seem like that, did it?
No, it zipped right by. But we were there for a long time.
Well,
which I liked. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, and they don't rush you out either, right? I think they kind of want you to savor the food.
Oh, yeah, well.
But my salad, it was like beets and I think radish, and
I
had this lovely vinaigrette. It was delicious.
You loved it, didn't you?
I did.
Okay, so then we went off to the main course.
Wait. Oh, my God. Remember the bread? They had fantastic bread there. They come around frequently with different,
you know, like pretzel
different
breads.
And they had I think they had one that had like bacon.
You don't
bacon.
Get this without pretzel bed, just so you know. This is because of pretzel bed.
Didn't they have one that had bacon and something in it? God. It had kind of some yummy ingredients.
Who what? So who did what?
The bread. It was like with bacon and
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Else
I mean, it was just, you know, they had good goo and they had, I mean, it was just like, okay, well, I get it. You guys are trying to make me fatter. Fair enough. No problem there. So it was great. And then we got into the main food, the main course, right? We picked that out. And it's one of those places where no matter what you pick, they're like, oh, very good choice. Which always makes me feel very good. Well, yes, I picked that because I'm smart.
Well, I'm guessing they don't have anything crappy on the menu.
Oh, you shouldn't have picked that. That'll kill you. Oh, well, good
didn't
point.
You think everything, I thought everything people ordered looked amazing.
Oh, well, so I've decided my new test for fancy places. What was the place at Aria we went to with Jackie?
Sage.
So at Sage, I ordered a chicken. You're like, chicken, how pedestrian of you. Oh, doop, 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 doop. If you do chicken right, it's quite yummy. So I'm like, okay, what do you got here in the Pollo Loco? So don't shake your head at me. So apparently they have one of my favorites ever, by the way. Here we go. Boulette rote con tisa a la truffles nor. Which is organic roasted chicken, black truffles, macaroni, au foie gras. Okay. So I'm actually, the whole foie gras thing kind of freaks me out a little bit. And yes, I know, it's, you know, California, whatever. All I'm saying is the idea of forcing some little duck to eat stuff doesn't seem very nice to me. Oh, but they like it. Yeah, right. Okay, so does a heroin addict once he becomes a heroin addict. So that argument really doesn't hold a lot of water. Yeah, they run towards the, when you put it in their throat. Yeah, so does a fucking heroin addict. Yeah, hit me again. It's the dumbest argument I've ever seen. Anyway, so. Right. By the way, you hear that sound? That's all the foodies going, blow me. We're not going to be a part of your show anymore. Yeah, whatever. All right, so I ordered the brute, what did you order?
The filet de loup de mer.
De mer, because you're demure.
It was fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's sea bass, which is one of my favorites, sea bass. And then they had these like very thinly slices of potato.
Crispy potatoes.
That they wrapped around it. And then somehow they made, so the whole outside of the sea bass was wrapped in this potato. And it was somehow made crispy and served on leeks.
Leeks.
It was
and you loved it.
Yummy.
And
yes.
I guess so. I had mine. They brought out, you know, it was, and it's a perfect presentation. You know, they serve on the left and all that kind of stuff. And it's so I'm looking. I'm like, this looks pretty good.
And their service was impeccable.
Oh, it was. Look, this whole place is. I don't know what anybody. Well, first of all, it's a 5-diamond thing, Michelin
super
star
fancy.
Tire, whatever that thing is. They're. It's the best restaurant. I mean, it's one of the best restaurants in Las Vegas. And come to figure out, well, they're probably right. So I had my chicken, and I'm eating my chicken. I'm like, okay, this is an awesome chicken. It's chicken. The Colonel can't do chicken like this.
It tastes like chicken.
But the Colonel's like, I used to work at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I know how to make chicken. You put it in there, boil it, get it, cook. Here you go. I didn't make chicken like Le Poyle Corset Mogul de Truffle Alloy. Wish I did.
You know, I don't think we shared tastes of food. I think we were guarding it.
I'm like, hey, this is my chicken.
You usually.
Pollo Loco. No,
you usually want to share, though.
No, I probably should have. But so, okay, main course was awesome. Did we have dessert? No.
Oh, yeah, we had dessert.
We had, it was a sip.
And
we tried. Wait, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so we were with our friend Stuart, right, dining. And he was really,
this is the greatest.
Yeah, he was really encouraging us to try a port or dessert wine with dessert. Now, historically, we're not really a big sweet wine person. I waved Ira off.
I hear the ocean.
It's okay. You're almost done with the show.
No, I'm not. That was pretty funny, though. I've only had like a half.
So
here comes
I hear Ira.
So,
no,
Stuart was.
Don't walk into the air.
Stuart was encouraging us.
I'm sorry.
Good Lord, what is.
Just talk.
Stuart was encouraging us to try a port or dessert wine with dessert. Now, we are
and
not normally, well, we're not sweet wine people in general. I'll do a Riesling when it's real hot in the summer, but you and I are, do not generally like sweet wine.
Oh.
And
oh.
ports and dessert wines are really sweet. So we have historically not been.
And I hate it.
But Stuart had this, we had this big conversation. He said, just try it.
But
it
he
really
said, why?
Is supposed to enhance the flavors of the dessert.
Did we have a dessert dessert? We did. We had
yes.
you.
Yes. Oh, I had a magnificent.
What did I have?
I had that thing that was a chocolate ball. And then in the
oh,
middle
right.
was the ice
what
cream.
What did I have?
Cream brulee.
Nope. Oh, is that right? I don't think that's on here. Because, no, this is
anyways, while he
this
tries
important.
To remember what
important.
You had.
No, this is super important. Because Stuart was like, you got to try the port. You got to try the dessert. I'm like, I hate that crap, man. I'm not drinking. I'm a smoky
well,
buttery.
We did is we,
I'm a spicy guy. He's like, you don't understand. You don't drink it alone. You drink it with dessert. And the sweetness of the dessert makes the dessert wine less sweet. Like,
right.
This
you might
is,
be on to something.
This is something I did not know.
You don't have it in lieu of dessert. You
right.
have it with
With dessert. See, I always thought dessert
we're
wine was dessert. We're not we're dumbasses. I know that. I have to dress with grand animals. How can you trust a thing I say? You can't. I don't know anything. I'll have a dessert wine as opposed to ice cream. Yeah, I'll have that. He's like, no, dumbass. He didn't say dumbass. He said, no. He said, have the dessert and the dessert wine, the dessert will make the dessert wine less sweet. I'm like, holy crap, that makes perfectly good sense. And I like wine, so let's try. Let's give it a shot there.
And what was fun is Stuart, then when the guy came back over, he ordered one each of the three dessert wines
right.
that they had.
Right. Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Crap. What's my over?
It was fun because we got to sort of sample, and then we each ordered different desserts. Now, my dessert was this chocolate dome, a ball of chocolate.
That's what they call me.
And then in the middle was some kind of ice cream and goo, and they brought out this hot chocolate sauce, and they poured it on the top of the dome.
Oh, yeah.
And as they were pouring it, the dome melted.
Yeah, you had.
It melted and it exposed the ice cream inside. It was really
you
like.
You should hear the audience right
like
now.
It was like magic. The only thing I can say.
I mean, literally, 100% of the audience is going, oh my. This is the most decadent thing I've ever heard. She had petite boulette de chocolate, éclats de noces caramelées, blah, 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 blah.
It was
chocolate
just
ball,
really cool. Didn't you think
mousse,
it was
white chocolate ice cream, hazelnut, caramel crunch, and chocolate sauce.
White chocolate. I'm just saying it was like
yeah.
magic because as they were pouring it, the dome sort of disappeared, and it didn't run down into the ice cream. It just sort of disappeared. I don't know where it went. I guess it gooed onto my plate, but it was really cool because it's a dome. He's pouring it, and then the dome's gone.
I can't tell what I had. On this list.
I thought you had cream brulee.
No, I don't see a cream brulee here. Well, whatever I had, it was good.
Yeah, and oh, you had the souffle. You had the chocolate souffle, and they poked a hole in the poured. You poured the.
Oh, that's right.
You had the souffle.
That's what I did. I poked a hole in it. It was fascinating.
And then you pour the.
So we get that. Whoops. Peek. Nobody saw that. So, right? BPN 2. Catch us next year. Okay, so I remember I got it. So it was presented to me. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. And I started to dig in, and like Stuart's like, hey, dumbass, pour the goo in it. I'm like, what? Okay.
It's not a McDonald's apple pie.
I'm going to pour the goo in. It's tasty. Next thing you know, I had the best dessert in the world. So thank you, Stuart, for helping me
educating
out.
Educating us a little.
Okay,
but now we're total dessert port wine with dessert people.
So now we've got the port. We've got the trio of port.
No, we didn't have port. We had dessert wine.
I mean, the
wine.
Dessert wine. So we each got, you know, one different one, and we had a little sip, and then we rotated. And I'm like, oh.
As friends do.
I get it.
We loved it.
And
right?
We're like, I would prefer to have yours. Okay. And I would prefer to have yours. And Stuart's like, oh, you freaking Americans. just drink your port, whiny, crappy, whatever. And just
dessert
shut the hell up.
Wine. God
dessert wine. Whatever. Did you just say that GD?
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's bad. You're a Catholic. Of course it's bad. Is it bad to say GD? No.
I mean, is it illegal? Yes. Like, is it?
Don't say anymore. All right. So overall, hot or horrible, what would you say it?
Hot.
A++.
A++.
Right? It was so good. It was so yummy. Thanks for Stuart for bringing us out there and getting us out of KFC for chicken.
I actually totally think it's one of those places that I think if you know you have a special occasion coming, save up and go do it.
Go.
Save it at least once in your life, go do it. I thought it was really great. Now, does that mean we should go to Joel Robuchon?
I don't know because I've heard great things about that.
But it makes me kind of want to now. Maybe
it does.
We need to save up for our special occasion.
I'm thinking, ooh.
Anniversary.
And then this maybe weekend. A little bit of a...
No. Over under, honey.
Okay, let's go ahead and take it.
Get back on track.
Let's take a break. I'm going to cry a little bit. And then once I'm done crying, I'll come back, I'll be all refreshed, and we'll talk about Tripping the Light Fantastic. This is the Vegas Video Network. Be right back.
3, 2, 1. Oh, I need to come up with something funny to say. 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
But the co-host. Really, I have to say watch it. Well,
that's how you do it. You
really?
Watch it. There
okay.
you go.
I got it. We are
the Odds Couple.
Hi, my name is Scott Pritchard.
And I am Anthony Padilla.
You're watching the Vegas Video Network.
You are.
You are. We are, too.
Oh my God, here we go.
So we all work hard. And, occasionally, Melissa will be, she's working hard.
I get up a lot earlier than you, usually.
I was at the same time this morning.
Just today.
Well, whatever.
Normally not.
Let's not be picky about that. All right, so, Melissa works hard. She's got a tough job and all that good stuff. And I get that. And So occasionally we'll be sitting here, and I get kind of amped up for this, but she's working hard, and sometimes she's a little tired. And so a couple shows, you probably haven't seen this, but she'll like try to hold back a yawn in the middle of the show because this is fascinating what we're doing. And she's like, "Yeah, this is you're Mr. I almost said F. You're Mr. F and Talent Boy." Yeah. But you got to go on camera too on this one. She does this, I'll be talking to her. You'll see me, but I'll be looking at her, and she does this. I'm not sure I can do it, but she does this. Trying to hold back the yawn, right? You've seen that. I got a meeting. So the most important thing on this chart here. So that's what I'm looking at. Or should we do this? All right, come on. Thank you, Pirate Bill. Let's move on. All right. First of all, real quick, thanks to Lasika Nevada for being a sponsor of the show. They've been a sponsor for coming up on 2 years now of the network. We really appreciate their help. And if you need LASIK stuff, go see this guy, 40,000 plus procedures, and the most experienced LASIK cat living in Nevada today. All right. A couple years ago, we did Ethel M. Chocolate, the cactus lighting thing. We had a great time there. And I'm a big light. I love the Christmas lights, which explains why we have Christmas lights in our house. And we don't have Christmas lights in my house.
We should.
Right, because I'm all humbug.
You're not.
I put Christmas lights up the first 2 years, and I'm like, this is a bunch of fucking work, man. That's the people around me.
It's not that big a deal. Seriously, get your butt up there and put some lights up.
It's easy for you to say. Right, you're like, yeah, go ahead and get it up there. It's 2 degrees out.
I have a lot.
Man up.
I have already a lot I'm doing around
man
the
up.
House.
All right, because I'm not very busy.
I'm talking about housework.
All right, so anyways.
Yeah, you notice that he's moving on from that subject.
Because I got stuff to do. We're about, we're at 33. 45 is the over-under, I said.
That's all right.
That's 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
Let's talk about it.
Here we go.
Let's get it going.
So we did the FLM thing. We had a great time there.
We did.
And there's this thing here called Glittering Lights. Now, Glittering Lights used to be at, I think it's called Sunset Park.
Right, no, she didn't by the airport.
She almost did it.
I didn't do it. Sometimes I think you misinterpret. I think you misinterpret.
Oh, maybe it's not, maybe though. It's just... is this the same look?
You shuck.
Sometimes I can't tell if it's the yawn look.
That's what I'm trying to tell
yawning.
You. You think every time I...
Or you suck. Hard to tell.
Well, you can pick which one.
Can we? Can
but
we,
you're not right very often.
Can we cuddle?
I'm just saying, you thought I was yawning, but I'm not.
I think tonight's cuddle is going to be really nice. No, okay. So, all right, so glittering lights. This used to be at Sunset Park, which is down in the Hendertucky area.
It isn't in Hendertucky.
Oh, whatever
it's right
it is.
By the airport.
It's by the airport. It's close to Hendertucky.
It's not.
No, it's close to the south.
No, it's by the right airport. Next to the airport.
It's right by the airport.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Which is Las Vegas. Which is Las Vegas.
I will not be spoken to in that manner. We want you to buy Garanimals. This show is brought to you by Garanimals. All right, so we were like, hey, glittering lights. Hell, we love glittering lights.
Let's get out here.
And they moved it from right by the airport.
Sunset Park.
Up to the Speedway, the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I'm like, well, hey.
Complete polar opposite ends of town.
Very different. Like, let's go. Let's go
but
do it.
But they had to do that. Something about the park was going to charge them too much money. So, this happened a couple years ago. So they moved it up to the Speedway, who gave them, I guess, a better deal.
Right. So we
because
like,
they
let's
do
go.
This to collect money for charity, right?
To collect money. Oh, for charity, right. Yeah, yeah. And we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. All right. Come on.
I'm trying to help you.
So we go up there. We went up there yesterday, as a matter of fact. That's what we did yesterday. So we get in our car, we drive up there. And it's up in the Speedway. And they say,
really
by the way.
It's really on the north end of 15. You are literally, that's the last stop before you're out of town.
They say it's only 10 minutes from the Spaghetti Bowl. That's what they advertise.
Yeah, at night it probably is.
Yeah, right, at night. Okay. Right, if you're driving.
5 minutes. 5 minutes if I'm driving.
She doesn't yell when she's driving.
I drive.
I'm like this.
I drive with a purpose.
That's right. That's what they said. How many tickets have you got? Never mind. All right, so.
Oh.
It wasn't that bad.
Who almost got pulled over in Illinois?
Ooh.
Me. But I didn't because a family of four got pulled over instead. I felt bad for him. Happy holiday. Thanksgiving. Slowed the hell down after that, though. I'll tell you what. All right, anyways. So we go out there, and it's the Motor Speedway. I've never been to the Motor Speedway before. So this was a completely different experience for us. We get out there, and there's, big signs, glittering lights here. So
you really can't miss it.
Can't miss it. So we got in there, and we took a crap load of video because I thought, well, picture. We're video. Let's do video stuff. So I'm going to show you a bunch of video, start and stop stuff. So the very first thing you see when you pull in is this. This is P1. As the kids say. So you pull up and you see, oh, look at all these pretty lights, and it's going on, and we're like, okay, here we go. And then you walk, and that's actually, okay, stop. Here's some video magic. That was actually the video from us leaving.
Because you make a circle.
You make a circle. We didn't even know we had a circle. We actually, basically, the whole thing is you go around the Speedway. Well, I didn't know that. Well, I just kept thinking we were going in a very long line. Luckily, I wasn't driving that night. So it was that. So then you come up to these guys here. Right before that, they get your money. And then they give you this.
And it's $15 a car.
$15 a car. And then they give you all of this. It's kind of like show and tell. So you get this big bag of stuff. You're like, whoa, what did you give me? Well, holy crap, I can do activities. So you can color stuff. That's fun.
Yeah, for the kids.
You could go to the Springs Preserve Holiday Spectacular. It won't be as good as ours. You could do, look at this, Vinny Favorito, Matt King, 2-for-1 tickets, Flamingo. What? You got to love that. How about this? Shark Reef. Oh, they'll be back. Just wait your see. Don't you worry about that. How about this? Madame Tussauds. So what you get is all kinds of fun. The Lorax, by the way.
Discount, coupon things.
And all this. Look at this. This is awesome. You get all these free things. I didn't notice this until this morning, but that's Fabulous Freddy's. That's a place where you can get your car washed. Manheim Steamroller. That's real big right now. So you can do all these cool things defending the caveman. I know the guy who produces that show. Pretty neat, huh? And no, Terry Fader. Tickets from only $59. Okay, so you get all these neat things. Okay, so then you go back to that graphic that you just saw, that guy, and what they do is they sell you food and stuff. So you could get your coffee
Hot
or your
chocolate.
Tea. Maybe you like to have
cider.
A little popping corn or something like that. So, okay, there you go. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So let's begin back with the video, and then we're off and running, and then you see this. Okay, let's get inside. So now, stop. The first thing that I thought was pretty cool is you can see that what they do is they have a radio station broadcasting music as you're driving through. It's 101.5. So you just turn your radio station to 101.5, and you get to hear quintessential, perfect, amazing Christmas music. My favorite Christmas music. You know, it's the most wonderful.
Kind of old school, traditional,
but
mostly,
right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all the stuff that I grew up on. I just love it.
So that way you have the music that accompanies your little drive.
Right. And so Melissa and I were singing the whole way. And people were like, hey, here's a cup of money. Could you sing some more?
They sure
like,
were.
Yes, we could. You should check us out on
Friday. They were running up to our car.
It was pretty neat. And so we continue on. And so what happens is, what you're seeing here, pause. This is where the stands are, right? So what they do is they're decorating partially underneath the stands where the people are for the speedway.
And those are all the columns holding up the seating.
Right, right. So what you can see here as you continue on, you're saying Shark Reef Aquarium, huh?
Look at the shark.
Look at the shark that just bounced by. Look at that shark! No, you're all right. Go away. Shark! Stop. So what happens is you've got all these people, companies who are sponsors of this entire thing. So what?
And a lot of them are the ones that have the coupons.
That's right. So as you continue to drive through, go ahead. So you know, look at there's those are kisses that are dancing, and there's a car. Wait, go back just for a second. This is a subtle thing, but right there, I want you to take a close look at that graphic. There's something about that picture that is important in the next video, and I will tell you what that is in a second. But you can see, by the way, that car in front of us is very well lit. Let's keep going, shall we? So there's more, there's castles of lights, and there's, look at that. There's a dragon, for the love of God. There's a dragon in Nevada hanging out. That is a very well lit car. And all that, there's more, and there's trains and toys and stuff, and it's really kind of fun. Very good. And so we're like, okay, this is good. And now to me, it was a little sparse at the beginning. I'm like, I would like to have more lights. Now, they claim, I mean, there's the numbers that these guys talk about. I wonder if I actually lost that website. I probably did. That wasn't very bright. 2.5 million. Oh, damn it. I had that website, and I lost it. Is it actually, don't you have it, Jacob, their website?
Glittering Lights?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, bring up that website to give them some, let's give them some of the juice of what they're all about. You scroll down a little bit. I thought I had, it's just some advertising stuff. Damn it. Dang it.
There was something that said how many lights they had.
Yeah, I had. I thought I had. I guess I screwed that up.
Well, that's all right.
They had. It's like 2.5 miles, a gazillion lights. I mean, it's really pretty impressive, the number of lights. Now, for me, I'm like, you know what? I would like more lights. More concentration.
Did you feel that way? I have a question. Did you feel that way because of your whole love of Disney?
It's 42 minutes.
I know.
Over.
Did you feel this way sort of because of all the lights at Disney?
No.
And the parade, the parade of life.
The magical electrical parade.
So I'm wondering if you are feeling that way because of your feelings towards Disney.
Right, you know, because the whole time we were going through
there. I mean, not that I'm your psychologist or anything.
No, but the whole time we were going through there, you're like, you know, a six-year-old would like it. You'd like it if you're a six-year-old. I said, mentally, a six-year-old. Why don't I like this? I don't understand the problem here.
I said, like, I actually really enjoyed it, right? It was a nice, relaxing evening, something kind of we hadn't done before. It was fun, whatever. Right. But if you had little kids, you know, they might really get into it. I mean, I think I would have been into it as a little kid, right? You're going on a trip. You're going up to the speedway. You're going to get some hot cocoa. The music is on. Like, I think it's kind of cool, you know. Wow.
I just wanted to do that once to see how you felt, because it's crazy, huh? That was a fake yawn. I didn't really have to yawn. Yes, Jacob?
I believe here on the website, I'll try to pull it up really quick. It's 2.5 miles of lights.
There you go.
Right there. And it just says millions of twinkling lights. It doesn't give a exact, but 2.5 miles of lights.
It's about
a
bunch.
A lot.
All right, so let's continue on.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, Jacob.
You're welcome. No problem.
With our journey. Are we on P2 now?
This is P2. It's got sound.
Okay, so I want you to hear this. Make sure we can hear it in here. In reference to the well-lit car in front of us, right. Let's hear this video real quick.
Halfway through it, she goes, oh, maybe I should turn off my lights.
So
that's a little tip.
Pause.
It's a little tip.
Just stop for a second and bring it to me. So So, yeah, so we're driving along, and no one told us, hey, turn off your freaking lights. So we're driving at dark, and we've got the lights on, and literally we didn't even think of anything. And then Melissa's like, hey, maybe I should turn off my lights. And we kind of whipped our head around, and we're the only ones with lights. So we're like, oh, okay, maybe it'd be better to watch the light show without our lights on. It was so much fun. And everybody came to us again and said, would you sing another song?
Please sing.
Right, and we did. All right, well, that was a fun little noise from the audience. All right, moving on. Here's the one thing that kind of got me a little bit. You saw the shark reef, and if you look at the video moving forward, here's some lights that were sponsored by, hopefully, coming up any minute now.
You want to see the end of part two?
Yes, I do. End of part two. So this is Cashman Center, who sells and rents caterpillar stuff. And you can see what happens is somebody sponsors a section, and then they get to put their own stuff in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We have different opinions on this.
So I felt really commercially, like, you know, if I had a dirty mind, which I don't. But if I did, it'd be a good thing that the porn factory didn't, you know, that's not
right. I'm just saying, okay, like for Cashman, trucks and bulldozers and that kind of stuff, little boys love that stuff. So
right.
It is, I think little
kids. Do you think little boys like Fox 5 and the Review Journal?
It's not about Fox 5. It's about what did they, it's not the branding. It's what were the graphics of the lights that they were providing.
But like there's a big Fox 5 logo and a big Review Journal logo and a big, you know.
The example you showed.
That's what I didn't like.
Your example that you showed, Cashman.
Oh, we reset the time so we can start all over again.
The example you showed with Cashman or Shark Reef, for instance, I think little kids would like it. So
right, we literally debated this 2.5 miles. So we're driving along, and then P3, we see with sound, we see this.
When you think Christmas, you think the Titanic. It's the Titanic. Come on, kids. After the Titanic, there's a medic.
So we're driving along. I'm like, oh yeah, here's the Titanic. And then the music was funny. Do you see what I see? I see about a million people dead in the water. They're drowning. Leo, stop looking happy. I'm like, what the hell is that? Well, it's because the Titanic sponsored. And then we get by and I see this medic light.
Now, but that was for the North Pole Fire Department.
Right. And I actually cut that out of the video because I wanted to make a joke about a medic right after. I mean, literally, it was like Titanic. And then I saw a medic, and I thought that was hysterical.
But there was also a fire truck.
Yeah,
and a
there was.
Truck,
yeah, it wasn't. I just thought, well, okay. Now, sometimes you want your lights to help you get in fit. You know, get fit, right? And we got those lights, too. Look at this. One, two. That's a reindeer on a treadmill, folks.
I like that one.
Yeah, you got, and that's more of what happens in the underpass and the underpass.
And look at that! Isn't that beautiful? That was fun going through that tunnel.
Because when you think lights, you think reindeer on a treadmill.
But what about that last part that it showed? It was the tunnel part, and that was really pretty.
That was a better tunnel than the first tunnel. I thought the first tunnel was pretty underwhelming. The second tunnel was better. And these, again, are under the stands.
You're
like
a little Scroogey, aren't you?
Well, I'm not Scroogey. I want some.
You want Disney. You want Disney, and you're in Vegas.
Well, it got better. So I'm not saying it was all bad. I'm just
that
saying.
That part I loved.
Well, you loved that. It was nice. It was pretty. And
it was like a little tunnel of lights.
Right.
It was great.
So then we got through the second thing. Now, we're going in a circle, and I didn't even know we were, so maybe you shouldn't even listen to me. And then we go to the, are we on P5 now? Right.
Right.
At the end it does. All right. So here we go, P5. So we come out of the tunnel or the stands, and we see this.
That reindeer turns into a balloon. Oh, no, it's
a parachute.
Oh. Like, what the hell that reindeer doing?
It's a parachute, so you land safely.
Oh, it's because it's sponsored by. by parachute people, probably.
So I'm literally...
He's turning into a balloon. I'm like...
We're coming down the hill. I'm like, oh, that's pretty neat looking. And I see the reindeer. I'm like, that reindeer's turning into a balloon. What the hell... Is this done by the pot people who are selling medicinal marijuana on the side here?
Okay, doesn't it look like a parachute?
And you said that, and that was what I said in the video. She was like, it's a parachute. And you're always so nice to me when I'm wrong. You're like, it's just a parachute, you dumbass. She never says the dumbass part. But I know she should say the dumbass part because sometimes I'm just a dumbass. So I'm like, oh, well, there you go. It's a parachuting reindeer. Who knew?
That makes a lot more sense.
And I'm thinking, who sponsored that? Who's the sponsor of the parachuting reindeer? I wanted to know, and I don't know. So there you go. All right. So then we see that I'm on crack because I think, you know, reindeers turn into balloons or whatever. It was good crack. And then, oh, this was awesome. Keep my sound on.
That was fun, right?
It wasn't nearly as fast as it looked, but we're like, at Disneyland, speaking of Disneyland, they used to have this thing called the People Mover. And it was just this really slow motion thing that had 17 cameras. Was that there?
No.
Okay. 17 cameras that would check to make sure you didn't get out. How would I know that? I don't know. Scotty knows.
Because you were on the naughty list a lot when you were a little kid.
And there's this one part where you go into this like tunnel and it spins around you and it makes it feel like you're going 100 miles an hour. And I think that's going too. And that reminded me of the People Mover.
See, because it reminded you of Disney.
It was.
But let's keep on going.
And then finally, because we're right at the line for the under over. Oh, it says 46.
You're over.
I forgot to, I guess when I dropped it, it stopped. Well, this was actually the last part was my favorite part because it felt like I was going fast and we were going fast. But this upcoming part was Melissa's favorite part.
Look how vivid it is, right? What I think is they got, these are newer lights.
I think you might be right. It was very pretty. I was like,
Isn't it? Doesn't it look much more vivid than the previous slide?
It was nice. It was at the very end. I'm like, okay.
And there were a lot of them. So I do think those are the new lights. Of course, you know, I'm sure they use a lot of, you know, the same. Well, I don't know. But if they get new sponsors, do they create new custom lights? Maybe those are the...
VVN2 should sponsor them. Imagine the lights that we could have moving around on that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, indeed. All right. So... would you recommend going to Glittering Lights?
I would recommend it for a certain age group.
What's the age group?
I would say under 10.
But they can't drive.
Wait, you have to take them, yeah? Under 10.
Can't just drop them off. Walk the loop, kids.
I think under 10.
They'd get it.
Yeah, I think they would enjoy it.
And remember, turn off your lights.
Turn off your lights. Bring cash. It's a cash only deal.
Right? We didn't know that. Bring cash. Turn off your lights. If you like hot chocolate, you can have it.
Or cider.
Popcorn. They got it.
What about you? Would you recommend it? By the way,
I would recommend it for people who are under 2. No, I actually liked. I got it. I understood it.
But little kids, right?
I enjoyed the environment of FLM more. Now, we talked about this on the way home. It's a different kind of vibe. You're walking around. It's all around you. You've also got the FLM thing going on. So it's probably not a fair comparison. I could see how a kid who, you know, just liked the blinky lights thing. I get it. I thought it was a little commercial. I thought that the idea, I don't think that you have to have. Now, the Cashman thing's really not a good example because you're right. The, you know, bulldozer thing is kind of neat. I get it. But, I thought some of them were a little too close to what they were. But there was something like Cannery. I didn't show the video. Cannery just said the 12 gifts of Christmas. All right. Huge, giant Cannery logo. But then it was just, 12 grand. That was nice. I get that. So I would say, go. You know, it's for a good cause. It's kind of fun.
I think it'd be fun to do it at the start of your night because it gets dark out early.
Right.
On the night where you're going to drive around with the kids to look at lights in the neighborhood.
Right.
Hey, we're going to drive up. We're going to do that. And then let's drive around through neighborhoods and look at lights. I think that'd be fun.
They'd be disappointed family after that.
No. I think there are some great. I mean, in our neighborhood,
the Johnsons have the Costco lights, and they're not nearly as good.
No, I'm just saying. In our neighborhood, there's some really great, great houses and lights.
All right, that's it. Hey, I'm going to tell you real fast how to reach out to us since I'm already on the over. What are you going to do? Let's do camera two. Hi. How do you reach out to us? A couple ways. Email onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. Let's say you want to be in the live chat. Do it. Let's say you want to hear your own voice. You probably aren't ready for that, are you, Jacob? Nope. There you go. Oh, he's the best ever.
He's on it, man.
You click a little red tab. You go clickety, click, click, click. And then you go, hey, I've got a microphone on my here computer. I can go ahead and start recording. And if you do, we'll take your dulcet tones and make you a star. But wait a minute. Besides the live chat, you're like, wait a minute. I can't be there right now. I'm busy. I'm driving around for life. I'm buying Scott a present. Okay. Here's what you do. You come back. You go to the Vegas Video Network website. I like that website. Maybe you do iTunes. Like it? YouTube, Roku, Stitcher, and KSHP 1400 AM every how? What day do you? Do you know what
Saturday.
Day? Booyah! That's right. Saturday at noonski. You're listening to us. You're going, wow, these guys are fascinating. I'm going to be in England. I'm going to fly here and watch us live. There it is happening. Paul, everybody! By the way, you want to read a fascinating Twitter stream, I'd recommend you read Paul and Jacob giving me crap about 1,000 different things. It's fascinating. All right, so that's it. All right, so we're done. Back over here. And that's it. I'm just a hair over. Just a hair. All right.
You almost made it, honey. Almost.
And so, again, don't forget, come back on Friday. Watch us live for the Christmas special. It's going to be just awesome. And if you miss us live, don't sweat it. We're going to have it replaying all through the holidays. And we're taking next week off just to kind of chill out. And I'm going to sit in the corner and rock a little bit.
And probably the week after because it's New Year's Day.
Nope. That's Monday, right?
That's New Year's Eve. New Year's Day. Oh, Tuesday.
Yeah, we're not going to be here on New Year's Day either.
We'll be back next year.
In 2013, you can count on it. And other than that, thank you very much. Thank you, live studio audience. Woo! Thank you, live chat. Woo! And we'll see you guys next time. Happy holidays, everybody. Ticket.